not have to be mekadosh to koyim. It means after the koyim makes the kemitza, he does not have to put it into a kli shoros. Says so. What do we need the second word yad for? What do I do with the extra word yad here by kemitza? Yeah. Well, the man the yom of Rabbi Shimon Nami boy kiddush koyimitz bismoil achshuri machshor. In other words, like Rashi, the machloekas samuroyim over there. What's shot in Rabbi Shimon? So the Shimon have to have a kiddush koyimitz in a kli shoros or not? So what says Laman diyom according to the Amor that says Laman diyom Rabbi Shimon Nami boy kid, you do have to have kiddush koymitz. So that's what I do with the word yad. So nechnami b'smoil achshurim achshur and nechnami according to Rabbi Shimon will be kosher b'smoil. Even if you do it with your left hand, it would also be kosher. Rashi says b'smoil achshurim achshur lekaddish layodiv kiddush koymitz mekabolas adam. It's not mois, it's not more kosher. This avoda of kabbalah of the kiddush koymitz. Then the Kabbalah Saddam, the Marshal of Shimon Bismil, the Shimon says that the Din of Amishtha, the Shimon holds, a Kabbalah Saddam, the Smil is kosher. So what then, a Kabbalah of Kiddush, even of Kremitz, even if you say you have to be put the Kemitza into a Klishar to Mekadish it, but a Vadin Echlam, according to Shimon, it would be kosher of Bismil. Now the Gemara says, Yad Yad de Rava Lomli, what do I need the word Yad Yad le Rava, according like Rava? That's the question. According to Shimon, like, what do we have to have the extra word yad for then? Why do we have to say yad yad twice by kemitza, according to Shimon? Yad yad the rova. The rova's extra word yad, lomeli, ila kemitza atzmo. Here's the telling me that the kemitza itself has to be done with your right hand, because you have Yehuda bread, Rabbi Chiya nafka. Tell me you have Yehuda bread, Rabbi Chiya. My time, so Shimon, what's the reason? Rabbi Shimon and the Yom, according to Pasuk, says, Kodesh kadoshim mikichatas uchoshim, that like it says about the mincha is like kodesh kadoshim mikachatos choshim. So what do you mean to say it's like an oshim or like a chatos? You mean to say bol yoyv de biyad oyv de biyamin. If you want to use your hands, if you want to make kemitza with your hand itself, you have to use your right hand. Kichatos bol yoyv de kli. If you want to use a kli, oyv de bismail koshim like an oshim. So that the kemitza itself with your hand has to be done with the right. That I know from this drush over here. So according to Rav Shim, what do I do with the extra word yad yad? The chiddush is that the kemitza of the minchas chayta also has to have the right hand, because otherwise Saul could have the minchas would have thought the same. Hoyu v'yomu Rabbi Shimon shelo yei kabona mehudor, that a minchas chayta is not supposed to be mehudor, it's not supposed to look so nice. It's not just supposed to have. The reason why the minchas does not have to have shemen or levoina is the reason as far as it should not be mehudor, it should not look nice. The minchas chayta, if so, I would have thought to say, even if you do with your left hand, to make the kemitza with your left hand here on this mincha, maybe it should be kosher. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush. No, then this thing lemais fits to apostle. That's one of the extra word yad features with this type of the kemitza. For the kemitza itself, not for the kabbalah b'kli. The kabbalah b'kli ta'ak is kosher b'smil, but the kemitza itself in the mincha schaita, like from a schaita, I have to teach you. You need an extra apostle to say the kemitza here also has to be b'yad yimin. All right, we'll stop here. We were holding that Chosei Yomar Aleph by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mishpach Adam al Haritzpo V'yosfo Potel. It means if somebody made a shechita on the korban, and the kohen did not make a good kabbalah, but instead Mishpach, the blood of the animal, spilled out al Haritzpo on the floor, that from the neck of the animal the dam went straight onto the floor, onto the Ritzpo of the Azara. V'yosfo, and then even if the kohen went to gather the dam together, and put it into a klisharis, still possible. Rashi says, like Nishpach means mitzavr behemer, for in its kabbalah b'kli, the dam did not have its kabbalah, was not received the first in the kli, so you do not have the avoid of kabbalah, therefore the dam is possible. Tana Rabbana, look at the braisa like this. The pasuk says, the Lord kach ha-koyin ha-moshiach midam ha-par, that the Kohen Gadol has to take from the dam of the par. So we dash when the pasuk says midam hapar, we dash in midam hanefesh. It has to be the blood of the nefesh, means when the animal dies, because this blood is coming out for loy midam haor, and not just from the outer blood that comes and just give it a cut that comes out from the skin, or else the loy midam hatamsis, and not from the dam of the tamsis. Now the dam hatamsis, that's the blood that like drains out. In other words, after you make the shechita, the first real gush of blood that comes out, that's called the dam hanefesh. That's why the animal died, because of that blood.
and then the blood that comes out later, that's what's called like it drains out. That blood is possible for Kabbalah. Kabbalah has to be after Mekabel, the first gush of blood that comes out. That's called the Dam HaNefesh. V'loi Midam HaTamsis. Then we also darshan for this pasuk Midam HaPar. So darshan means Dam MeHaPar. Yikablenu. It has to be, you have to be Mekabel the blood from the par itself. Dam MeHaPar Yikablenu. The Rashi says, Shemishpach Menasavala Ritzbav Yosef Pasol. That's our halacha. That if the blood falls on the floor and then you gather it together, it's pasul. It has to be a kabbalah from the neck of the animal itself. That's what's known as midam hapar, means the kabbalah has to be from the par itself. Because these sakadaitach, this is even tell me a thing, these sakadaitach, midam hapar, chidichsiv, if you tell me a thing otherwise, that if you want to make the drosha from the extra mem that the pasuk says, midam, that maybe midam means only midam, viafilu mixasam, that you do not need a kabbalah with all the blood. It's enough to make a kabbalah just with part of the blood, and that's what the pasuk means. Midam means just from the blood, but not all the blood. So you have no drasha to say the kabbalah has to be from the par itself. Gemara says no, it's not true. The Yomar Rav himself said that hashoichet mashnas kohen gadol that's making the shechita in his own par. Hashoichet tzorach shekabel es kol damai. He has to make a kabbalah with all the dam of the par. Shenema, the pasuk says, "V'yes kol adama yishpach." All the blood he should spill out. So mashma elis lechetchila, he has to make a kabbalah with all of the dam. So you can't tell me what the pasuk now means. V'lokach hakoyin hamashiach midam hapar. The mem of midam means just part of the blood. It's not true. Lechetchila, the pasuk says, "V'yes kol adama." You have to have a kabbalah with all the blood. Ela, so rather, what do we do with the extra mem from the pasuk of midam hapar? Ela, rather, the drasha goes like this: midam hapar means dam mehapar yikablenu. That you have to make the kabbalah from the par itself, meaning the blood has to come directly from the neck of the animal into the kli, to make the kabbalah, and not if it first falls on the floor. Uksavram, we hold that the pshat is. The Gorin no Masif from the Darshan. You like to take away from one word, a noise, and put it on to another word, to Darshan. Like here Rashi says, Gorin ois mi tebezu. Take off like the mem from this word, midam, or Masif no Sa'a al-Kabrat, and you can put the mem on the next word. For Darshan, where we Darshan now? You have to say, mi par, that the Kabbalah Saddam has to be from the par itself, even though it says midam par. We have a right to take off the mem from the word dam and put it onto the word par, just to say mi par. The kabbalah has to be from the par itself. Tagmor says gufo, what we just said before, omrev yudam arav that hashoichei tzorach shekabbalas kol domei shopar, that the kohen gadol who makes the shechita on his special par on Yom Kippur. He has to be mekabel all the dam. Shenema, because the pasuk says, "V'yes kol dam hapar yishpoich all the dam of the par." You should still mashma. First, you had a kabbalah, and then you have to make a shvicha. Said the Gemara, "I v'hobi shirayim tziv." This pasuk is talking about the shirayim. The shirayim means the leftover blood. It's not talking about the kabbalah. So, what's the right? The kabbalah has to be all of the dam. Here it's talking about the shirayim, meaning after the kohen made the zrik of the dam, the leftover dam, all the leftover dam that he has in the kli that he was mekabelit, he has to spill it now on the side of the mizbeach. But maybe lechetchila, when he first made the kabbalah in the kli in the mizrach, maybe there you do not have to have kol adamai. Just as much as the blood as you mekabel, maybe it's enough. And later after the zrika, the leftover, that's what we're talking about now, all the leftover blood that's in the kli already, you have to spill on the side of the mizbeach. Gemara says, "Emenu inyuli shirayim." If you do not need this pasuk for the loch of the shirayim of the leftover blood after the zrika, to alech telekul adam, because anyway the leftover is not all of the blood, because for sure you used some of the blood for the zrika ready. So anyway, it's not considered like you're spilling now all of the blood. So by the shirayim, it's not possible to say you have to spill all the blood because you used up some of the blood already. Therefore, since we do not need the words of Kol Domei Bavishrayim to know any of the Kabbalah, rather put it to teach us that the Kabbalah has to be the Kula. That's the drasha from this pasuk, even though it's going on the Shirayim, it's a diyuk to say that l'chatchila, when you mekabel, when you receive the blood, you're supposed to receive all of the blood. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, ha-shoychet tzorah shi-yagdiya sakin l'mala. The shoychet that makes the shchit on the korban, he has to pick up the sakin l'mala. Rashi says that means shlo-yipol dam ha-sakin al ha-mizrach. That the blood of the sakin should not fall into the clay that you're baking the Kabbalah. In other words, this dam that's on the sakin is not kosher for Kabbalah. Therefore, you have to make sure right after the shechita, pick up your knife, that the blood on the knife should not fall back into the mizrach. Why? Shenela, because the pasuk says, "V'lokach midam ha-par," you're supposed to take from the blood of the par when we dashin, "V'loy midam ha-par v'dover achar," and not the dam of the par, and also from something else, which means from the sakin. So the blood that goes into the mizrach, the kabbalah has to be only the blood that comes directly from the neck of the animal, and not the blood that comes off the sakin. That's called loy midam ha-par v'dover achar. Therefore, you have to be careful right after the shechita to pick up the knife. Elimur says the dam sakin is so v'mamekanech loy. How does he wipe off the dam on the sakin then? If you're not supposed to let it drip into the mizrach, what do we do with the blood on the sakin? From Rabbi Abai says, the svas mizrach, he has to like clean it on the side of the kli. But Rashi says, but not inside it, like make sure the blood does not go inside, but you could wipe it off on the outside of the kli. Kedechtiba, the pasuk says, kupurei zov, that these mizrach is called like a cleaning gold. What do you mean, Kippur Rezov? Rashi says, Korah LeMizrachim, the Sefer Ezra. And Sefer Ezra calls these kelim, these jugs that they receive the blood, it calls it Kippur Rezov. Rashi says, what Kippur means, Lashon of cleaning. Shem Kinuach, like cleaning, could be on the Sefer Chulin. Yikob Lis Tepas of Nachroi. He used to clean the sakin on the side, on the outside of the Mizrach. But to make sure the blood does not go inside the cleat. Oh, my Rav Chizom, Rav Yim, Yob Rabo, HaShoychei, Tzorech, Sheyitain, Veridin, Lutech HaKli,